I'm riding on a golf cart down one of the many wooded paths at St. Joseph Institute for Addiction, an inpatient alcohol and drug abuse rehab center in Port Matilda. Michael Campbell, president of the institute, is driving. With us is Emily, who doesn't give her last name. She's a former resident at the institute. We stop at a big log cabin. So where are we right now?
This is the hospitality house, which is where our residents gather to relax, and also sometimes we get together for discussion groups in here.
The room has a vaulted ceiling. There are overstuffed sofas facing a big fireplace. It's like something you'd see at a resort.
So how long ago were you here?
3 years ago today, actually.
Emily is 27. She started using drugs when she was 19.
I was in college at the time, went to a party, tried something, got hooked, and then progressively led to heroin.
Emily says at the peak of her addiction, she was using heroin daily, multiple times a day. But it took a while before anybody even noticed. She was a 4.0 student.
I was the last person anyone would ever believe to be hooked on heroin. You can get anyone could use heroin. There's no stereotypes.
And even though Emily started taking drugs socially, she says from her experience in rehab and recovery meetings, that's not the typical way people become addicted to heroin.
I would say a lot of it starts from pain management. You know, people have a bad back and they get hooked on the painkillers and then progress to heroin because it's the least expensive one. A bag is usually about $20 to $25, whereas a pill that would give you the same exact feeling, they were going for like $60 for one pill.
We're seeing the rapid change from prescription medications to heroin, and the story is almost always the same. They couldn't afford their medications any longer, and so they went to heroin.
That's Campbell, the president at St. Joseph. While the institute treats people with a variety of addictions, the most common is an addiction to opiates.
We've treated the university student, the young worker who's just beginning their career, the housewife, the teacher, the doctor, the lawyer, many of whom would never be, we would think, candidates for a heroin addiction.
Campbell says heroin and its use are rising dramatically. The most recent statistic from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration says the number of users almost doubled from 2007 to 2012. Campbell says the rise of heroin is directly tied to the influx of prescription medication with opiates in them. The change started in the mid-90s when the American Medical Association began to tell doctors they need to treat pain if a patient declares it. And now pain management, or even the goal of no pain, is the standard protocol.
The OxyContin, the Vicodins, the Percocets, and those have been proliferated. They have been very accessible, and many of the people who come to us have been in a car accident, had an accident, even their wisdom teeth out, and had those types of medications prescribed by a doctor.
And the thing is, opiates are highly addictive, so even taking prescription medication properly can become a problem. Campbell says he's heard no one can take an opiate for 12 weeks and not get addicted to it. And the body builds a tolerance.
You used to be able to take one pill every 4 hours. Now you need two, now you need four, now you need six. The levels go up and up and up.
Emily, who has been clean for 3 years, doesn't mess around with prescription pain medication. Since leaving St. Joseph, she's torn her ACL and gotten her tonsils out. She didn't take any prescription painkillers in either of those cases because she didn't want to jeopardize her recovery. When she got her wisdom teeth out a year and a half ago, she decided to take her prescribed pills, but with extreme caution.
I had a plan. Take them for at least the first 3 days, have my parents hold them so I can't abuse them, have my parents watch me take them. I would say on the third day, I said to my mom, I said, you know, let's flush the rest of them because I have noticed a complete behavioral change.
Emily says she felt like 3 days of taking pills as prescribed brought her back to how she felt as an addict. And it wasn't worth it.
My recovery is number one for me. The pain is temporary, but the growth is permanent.
Emily was just accepted into a graduate program in community counseling. I'm Kate Lau Schaffner, WPSU.
To learn more about the heroin problem in Pennsylvania, join us for Heroin, a Commonwealth Crisis, a live community forum tonight at 8 p.m. on WPSU. For information about being a member of the studio audience, check the links at our website, wpsu.org.